Welcome to the voice of St. Anthony Parish from Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL 950 AM 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. And don't forget to tell other people where you've heard this program. And don't forget to let people know and share the program, even share, discuss the program with others. So consider doing that. CatholicAudioMedia.com or at WROL Radio at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, or and 9:50 a.m. by the way, in the Boston area, or you can also check us out through Catholic Audio Media or your favorite podcast platform. And by the way, I really appreciate it if you do give me feedback. If you do, I had a phone call a little while ago. Someone called up, listened, and wanted to have a better understanding of what it is we teach, and called me up and was surprised. I called right back because that's what I will do. So you can call us right here at the parish if you want. Anyway, we are at stanthonyallston.org if you want to connect directly with the parish. So I've been following along, and I'm not going to repeat what I said at the beginning of the program yesterday because I'm not into the attacking business, as I was responding to an attack on us as Catholics. And but I'm talking about how, as Christians, we have some differences in doctrine. We have some differences in politics. We have some differences in philosophy. That happens. We have ultimately want to be united in Christ. Yes, absolutely. I am a Catholic, but I've talked about yesterday how there are people that saying that Catholics aren't Christian. You may not be familiar with something that all Catholics are familiar with in their Jack Chick publications. There are some absolutely vicious anti-Catholic things from Jack Chick publications. And Catholics, everyone, was one of them is, can Helen be saved and stuff? I don't even know if Jack Chick is still alive. Is Jack Chick still alive? Because I remember when I was in high school, and I graduated from high school in 1976. So that's almost, 50 years ago? And people were distributing those publications back then. So I have no idea if Jack Chick is still alive. I don't know if anyone knows if there really is a Jack Chick. So anyway, it was Jack Chick publications. And it was these vicious attacks on Catholics. And I remember when I was coming back to the Catholic Church, it was actually evangelicals who taught me things that I didn't learn and that I teach to you, which is Catholic doctrine. Great, great example of this. A lot of American Catholics here in the United States, not so much the rest of the world, American Catholics did not learn that the central part of Christianity is a relationship with Christ. A lot of them did not learn that. And actually, it's in the catechism. So on Twitter, someone, there was this big argument whether or not we as Catholic, believe it or not. I know there are evangelicals listening going and says there are people that actually argue over that. Yes, there is. So even our own faith, we have arguments. But there was this big argument over whether or not Catholics believe in having a relationship with Christ. And I saw that, and I just did a copy and paste of the actual paragraph in the Catechism of the Catholic Church that says, yes, I forget the number it was, this is what we do. The passage, by the way, as I discover, is, or as I read, you know, as I look it up, that's what I meant to say, is Catechism of the Catholic Church, paragraph 2558, and it says this: this mystery then requires that the faithful believe in it, that they celebrate it, and that they live from it in a vital personal relationship with the living and true God. This relationship is prayer. Do we as Catholics believe in having a relationship with God? Yes. Did I learn that when I was growing up as a kid? No, because we were focused a lot on some of the rules of the church. But I learned that from the evangelicals, and then I learned it from the Brazilian Catholics. And actually, that's right in the writings of the saints. It's writing in of the like people like Cardinal Sarah today and Pope Emeritus Benedict and Pope Francis and everything else. And that is the writing. So, I mean, that's something that I learned very powerfully. Now, do you find me, as I said yesterday, are you going to find me? Are you going to find me criticizing the evangelicals? There are things that I disagree with. Yes, that's absolutely true. But I'm not going to use the show to turn around and say, "And don't you ever," as basically it was said from this other guy. He didn't put it that way, but he might as well have. Don't you ever walk into an evangelical church. No, what I would say is, would that we were as serious about spreading our faith as the evangelicals. And spreading our faith means coming people to know the living God, coming people to know Christ, coming to know what we believe, coming to know the story of the saints. Not as a replacement for them, as you see what I'm saying. In other words, we're all called to be united Christ. We have different differences in doctrine, and I'm not putting that aside, but I'm also not saying what was said, as if you hear the beginning of the show yesterday, that statement of, you know, don't listen to them because they're not real Christians. That's not true, and it's not right. And as you've heard me say on this program, our focus here is on getting people to know Christ, getting people to know that's what it's all about. And I know I'm preaching to an audience of Catholics and non-Catholic. That's all right. I am. But you don't see me attacking. We'll talk more on the other side of the break. We'll be right back right after this. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. And don't forget our own website, CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. Check out our website. Check out the archives of the show. Check out our Substack newsletter. Check out all kinds of things over there. And if you'd like to donate to the show, please consider doing that. Go to the Donate tab, or you can send us a check that may help the program. Remember, you just send it to the parish, and because it's the parish who supports the program. It's 43 Holton Street in Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. That's 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. So anyway, what we are talking about is this whole concept of, you know, I don't get into the program of attacking people. And I don't do it politically. I don't do it in a lot of ways. And there are times I'm tempted to do so. Oh, trust me, I am. But I don't. One of the things that I remember, and this is when I was first coming back to the church, and I was looking for some good spiritual reading, and I forget where I bought this particular book, but it was kind of an interesting little book, but it was supposed to be this good spiritual book. Fine, and I saw the title, and it might have been self-published for all I know, and this is back in the days before self-publishing became a thing as it is now, but I remember it came with this this very plain brown cover, made out of paper. It wasn't a leather cover or anything else. And it looked interesting. So I bought the book. I remember I'm a sailor at the time for spiritual reading. And the very first page, I didn't notice this when I bought the book. The very first page after the title page, or maybe it's the dedication page, was a statement that said, all people who are not Catholic are all going to hell. And that's as far as I read in that book, because I took that book and I threw it in the trash right away. I would have nothing to do with anyone who would say something so stark. If people believe that, that's their business. But I do believe that Christ is, we all believe that he died on the cross. We all believe he resurrected from the dead. Therefore, we all believe that he has done everything he can that we will respond, so that we will accept his gift of salvation and we will be saved. And we as Catholics have our understanding of what that means. The evangelicals have that understanding. And I know one of the things that people warn about is don't believe, well, it's all basically the same thing. I know there are major differences. Yes, I know. And if you come to the Catholic Church at St. Anthony's, if you come to a Catholic Mass, you'll hear how I teach things within the Catholic tradition. However, I'm not going to spend this time on the radio or anywhere else turning around and saying what that book said. But those people, I said that yesterday, but those, why? At what point it does that serve anybody if people are sincerely looking to Christ? So what I really focus on, as I said yesterday, is for people to come to know, to come to be in relationship with Christ, because I believe regardless of who they are, then Jesus will take care of us from that point on. He will like lead you down the right path if you are sincere in coming to know Christ. I mean, if I'm going to turn around and I'm going to say, well, you know, those evangelicals are not Christians, then I'm also going to condemn myself for visiting the Billy Graham Museum when I was in Charlotte, North Carolina. And by the way, to the people of Charlotte, North Carolina, I love your city. It's one of my favorite places in the world. And you have the best airport in the world, too. By the way, it's just very, very relaxing airport. At least it was. I don't fly that often, if you know me well, I don't. But a great airport. But yeah, then I should be condemned for going to visit the Billy Graham Museum, which is very inspirational. I love the Billy Graham Museum, their library, rather. Loved it. And I used to listen to a lot of stuff that he said. And Billy Graham, by the way, he apologized for this. Billy Graham worked at first to make sure that John F. Kennedy wasn't elected president because he was a Catholic. And he eventually realized that was wrong. But you see, and still, I will listen to, I love what he had to say. So, you know, I really don't get into this like competition. We'll talk more tomorrow. Have a blessed day. If you would like to support our program, please consider a donation to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. There are several ways to consider this. One is to purchase any of our merchandise, which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. There are coffee mugs there. There's also my latest book, Encounter Christ in Your Humanity, all of which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can also donate to the show directly through either the Donate tab, also at CatholicAudioMedia.com, or by sending a donation to the U.S. Postal Service with your questions and comments at 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. That's St. Anthony Parish, 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. Finally, the best way you can support our parish is to attend Mass on Sundays at 10 o'clock and be a part of our parish. We thank you for any support you would like to give to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts, the sponsoring parish for this media outreach to Catholics and other Christians in the WROL, WEZE, and podcast listening audience. In Cristo vivimos.